Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Kathy Flynn. Sister Kathy works alongside women and children struggling with homelessness in Dubuque, Iowa. Her message is entitled, Opening the Eyes of the Heart.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus and his disciples arrived at Bethsaida, people brought to him a blind man. They begged Jesus to touch him. Jesus took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. Putting spittle on his eyes, he laid his hands on the man and asked, "Do you see anything?" Looking up, the man replied, "I see people looking like trees and walking." Jesus laid his hands on the man's eyes a second time, and the man saw clearly. His sight was restored, and he could see everything distinctly. Then Jesus sent him home and said, "Do not even go into the village." This is the good news of our God. When I was a candidate, my formation director and I went to the Racine Dominican Mother House one weekend a month for an intercommunity pre-novitiate program. Each month focused on a different topic led by an outside presenter. One of the last ones was called Art and Spirituality. Because of another commitment, my director was not able to attend that particular weekend and gave me the option to go on my own or to ask anyone else to go with me. I opted to ask one of the sisters with whom I was living in community in Madison. Lynn has been colorblind from birth, seeing only in shades of gray. In other words, seeing white and all of the gradations of white on the spectrum from white to black. Lynn was eager to go with me to Racine, although she said in her delightfully humorous way, "Oh, sure, invite me to the one weekend where color is the focus." Yet Lynn has made beautiful quilts, extraordinary cross-stitch pieces, and all sorts of beautiful art. How does she do it? One thing I know is that Lynn is deeply spiritual, a mystic in many ways, with a deep interior connection to the divine. I wonder if Lynn lives in two realities at the same time, the reality of the world she physically sees as shades of gray, a world no less real than what you and I may see, and the reality of a world exploding in riotous color and abundant goodness, a world accessible to each of us, if only we open the eyes of our heart, as Lynn does, as the blind man did, as Jesus calls us to. Sometimes, those of us with sight are the ones who are most blind. Sometimes, those we think of as blind are the ones who see the most. Look around and see the goodness of God. We are saturated by it. Look within, open your heart's eye, and see the goodness of God. We are swimming in it.